With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Nationwide outrage follows President Biden's decision to selectively commute the sentences of all but three death row inmates. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Tom Cotton says the decision was based on politics, not ethics.
Joe Biden was willing to commute every death sentence on federal death row, except for the most politically inconvenient murderers.
Senator Cotton says he does understand those who, on ethical or religious grounds, oppose the death penalty.
Though I disagree with those people, I can respect their deeply held convictions.
Something he says was clearly absent from the president's decision to commute the death sentences for a select group of death row inmates.
Because it's not a principled opposition to the death penalty. It's truly appalling.
Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Luigi Mangione pleads not guilty to state murder and other charges in the death of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
That's all Mangione told the judge as he sat shackled in a sweater, collared shirt, and khakis. His lawyer, Karen Agnifilo, telling the judge last week's perp walk, teeming with heavily armed officers and the mayor, was an unnecessary spectacle.
He was on display for everyone to see in the biggest stage perp walk I've ever seen in my career.
Outside court, Mangione supporters like Natalie Menares, who says medical debt wiped her out.
As extreme as it was, it jolted the conversation about the fact that we need to deal with this issue.
The 26-year-old also charged with federal crimes that could carry the death penalty. Julie Walker, New York.
President Clinton is hospitalized after developing a fever. An aide says the 78-year-old was admitted to MedStar Georgetown University Hospital in D.C. for testing and observation, but remains in good spirits. This is SRN News. More disturbing suicide numbers from Canada.
The government says that of all the non-terminally ill people who took their own life with the help of a doctor last year, about half were simply lonely. Pro-life advocates and others warned that when Canada began to allow non-terminally ill people to commit suicide, these kinds of results would soon follow. The government has already revealed that assisted suicide now accounts for one in every 20 deaths in Canada, the highest percentage ever recorded. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Israelis are increasingly moving out of the country since the October 7th, 2023 terror group Hamas attack. Government statistics estimate just over 40,000 people departed long-term during the first 7 months of this year. That's a 59% increase over the same period in 2023. Some 33,000 people have moved into the country since the attacks. This is SRN News. Nordstrom is making some changes. Rita Foley has more.
Nordstrom has agreed to be acquired and taken private by Nordstrom family members and a Mexican retail group. This is a deal worth more than $6 billion. Rivals like Macy's and Kohl's have been pressured by major investors to make huge changes in order to return more profit to shareholders. The traditional department stores are facing competition from giants like Walmart and Target, as well as a host of fast fashion brands and Amazon.com. But the company opened 23 new stores this year and now operates almost 400 Nordstrom and Nordstrom Rack stores in the U.S. I'm Rita Foley.
An Australian aquarium says the huge crocodile that rose to fame in the movie Crocodile Dundee has died. The aquarium says Bert died over the weekend. He was at least 90 years old. More details at SRNnews.com.